Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Yo.
And myself, unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk. Just before we even start, it's thundering.
We're slightly scared.
We're outside. We're recording this outside because it's warm and we couldn't be inside. But we've just heard thunder. So if this ends up being abbreviated, we'll apologise.
It's like extreme podcasting.
It is extreme live podcasting. This could end up being the first ever like fully two-parter episode.
It could be. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Which is luck. Great.
Yeah. So we have been talking for ages about travel beauty and the beauty we take away. And I don't know if I've mentioned
Packing light.
But I have a tour coming up.
Hashtag tour.
Hashtag tour. So our main feature this week is going to be about what to pack when you travel, how to have a full kit.
And how we do it.
Kit.
We're going to let you in on how we do it.
So that's going to be the main feature this week. Of course, we've got some highlights of the week.
Of course.
Always a good time.
Of course.
And now we're going to start with some new news.
New news.
I'm taking over new news duties while Harry runs off and does a quick Harry thing. Very briefly, this week, we've seen so many launches announced the last couple of weeks. Obviously, people wait until the day after our podcast goes live to announce things, I swear to God. But anyway, I think the biggest news we've seen this week has definitely been the first foundation from Beauty Blender. This is, I mean, I guess it's a natural progression. They make foundation sponges, now they're making foundation. So yeah, the Beauty Blender Bounce Foundation Liquid Whip will be with us very soon. July 24th, I think it launches in the States. So that's like, as literally right now. So that's going to be interesting to try. I'm sure there's going to be an event. I'm sure the old Hadfield is going to get invited, so she'll give it a try. It's 32 shades, which sounds like a lot, but you may or may not have seen there's quite a lot of debate online as to whether or not there were enough shades for darker skins, because 25 or so out of those shades definitely look like they're for whiter skins. Very limited when it got to the darker end of the spectrum, so kind of curious to see how that plays out, and curious just to see in general how that goes, because this is their first actual makeup product. Curious is the word. Also curious about the new Anastasia Beverly Hills palette that's just been launched. It's Norvina, named for Norvina herself, and I've got to say, normally I'm not that bothered by Anastasia palettes. I feel like the subculture turned me off so much. I know Harry loved Soft Glam. I know a lot of people love Soft Glam. I know Monica Blunder said she loved it too. I like it. Just wasn't that bothered. But I'm kind of more interested in this Norvina. I think it looks original. It looks interesting. I love that it's a lot of purple in there, which I feel like we haven't seen for a very long time. I love that it's a lot of shimmers and foily, sparkly colours. Love a duochrome. Love a duochrome. I don't know if I'm going to pick this one up. How are you all thinking? It's £43 in England, which feels like a lot. I'm not sure what the price is in the States, but £43 sounds like a lot. I would definitely say if you can get it in America, it's probably going to be less pennies. There's also some lip glosses that are part of the collection. They are also purple based, so not for me, but I'm sure they're lovely. Another launch that is absolutely 100% for me is the brand new Caution Extreme Lash Mascara from Hourglass. Ah, could not be more excited about this. We haven't tried it yet. We were trying to get hold of it to try it before we recorded this episode, and we just couldn't because we were away, and the raccoons wouldn't let us try it. So we don't have it, but we will have it very soon, and by the next episode, I'll definitely have tried it and feed back to you. The packaging's the same as the Vanish foundation, the Seamless foundation, and the Flash highlighter sticks, which I love that they've gone for that theme. Beans is quite big and chunky, though. But so is the Bourjois mascara, and I love that. It's £25 in the UK, available from Harvey Nichols. In the US, I believe it's $29. So again, there's a massive pricing difference there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm going to try it and we'll find out whether or not it is worth that massive pricing difference. Because £25 is like $40, but it's only $29. So there's a big difference between the UK and the US pricing. I guess we will find out whether or not it's worth it, but we'll definitely feedback on that. The other thing that I want to tell you about, because you should just all run out and buy this right now, if it's in your budget, if you have 49 English pounds and 50 English pennies available to you right this second, all I can say is get yourself to Selfridges or onto the Selfridges website and order the MAC times Selfridges Terry Barber IC eyeshadow palette. That was a mouthful, unnecessarily so, wasn't it? It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it so much. So Terry Barber, for those of you who don't know, you mad fools, is an exceptional makeup artist. He has been with MAC for 25 years. He's done all the greats. His work is stunning. I'm speaking for Harry, even though she's not here. I know he's one of her favorite makeup artists of all time. He's one of my favorite makeup artists of all time. I had the distinct, unbelievable, almost unbearable pleasure of having lunch with him recently, and I just love him. He is one of the makeup artists that made me love beauty. I always tell the story about how one of the very, very, very first events I went to when I was a beauty blogger like 10 plus years ago was a MAC event, and Terry told this story. They had a highlight. I think it was a strobe cream. They were talking about strobe cream, and he was talking about highlighting all that time ago. And he was talking about how he'd worked with Grace Jones, the incredible artist, and how she had shown him how to contour and highlight, but she had told him to highlight her like a panther, the planes of her face like a panther. And I just loved it so much. And I told him that story, and I got massively fangirl and awkward. But anyway, his palette, celebrating his 25 years of MAC, is excellent. It is 15 shades. They're existing shades, but they are some of the absolute corkers from the MAC Permanent Collection. Shroom is in there. I use Shroom all the time. It's separated into five different color stories. There's A Bit Grungy, Wild Child, Gram Glam, 70s Pin-Up, and Stripped Down 90s. Obviously, you can use them however you like, but that's how Terry plotted the palette and how he was envisioned them being used. I've gone dead excited because I just love him. He told me when I saw him, A Bit Grungy, the first three, which are sort of a taupey, dirty brown shades. He said that was his Kate Moss collection. And then the purpley shades, which are Wild Child, were inspired by Wild Child Drew Barrymore back in the day, which I loved because I loved old school Drew Barrymore too. Then we've got three sort of coppery red, a coppery red with sort of a matte brown and a matte sort of lighter taupey brown. They're his Gram Glam colours, inspired by the current Instagram glam looks. Then we got 70s Pin-Up, which he said was a bit Farrah Fawcett, which couldn't agree more. Love it. Love a bit of 70s matte neutral drama. And then Stripped Down 90s, which is gorgeous. There's a very pretty grey nudey taupe. Then the shimmery, very, very pale bone pink, and then just this really pretty matte bone white that's just sort of off creamy whiteness that's matte, that's for getting all your 90s supermodel looks out of the way. It's a brilliant collection. Obviously, it's MAC, so it's not one of... Okay, so sometimes MAC's limited collections are not the best quality. We know this. We've been here. We've talked about this. But this one is amazing. It's all shadows out of their existing collection, so there is no problem with pigmentation. There is no problem with what's happening. What you see is what you get. And you've got the bonus of this being Terry Barber selected just for you. I mean, what more could you want? It's £50, but it's 15 shades. I think it's a massive bargain, and I couldn't love it more.
So me and Lindsay were chatting about, I mean, obviously, whenever we see each other, we've always got something new to show each other, because I'm more of a monster now than I've ever been.
Now I know you. So
you
proud.
Have, it's like Lady Gaga monsters. I'm like your monster.
I've monstered you.
She's monstered me. So I've got to be honest, when it comes to traveling, my current situ is I am very organized, and I like to have things ready at the go. So if I'm honest, what I do is I tend to have, don't judge me, three travel bags in my cupboard.
I'm judging you, but I'm judging you. It's all good. With love.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone. Help me out, people. I have one very large one, which I have with me today because I'm with Lindsay, and yes, we only went away for 2 days, but I was like, it's nice to have choices. And that is a purse end bag, which I love because it's got all the compartments in. Really good for travel. It's all like wipe down friendly, so if something explodes in your bag, it's fine. And then Muji is my other go-to, and I tend to have like a medium size, like mini black vanity case, and then just a smaller, you know, I kind of have my like, okay, I could be gone anything from like a week and a half onwards, that's my big purse and bag. Then I have my little Muji one if it's like maybe 4 or 5 days, and then I've got my little night away bag.
Yes.
Because that's how I work.
No, that's smart, and it is really nice. I'm looking at it now and trying not to buy one myself. but it's got like mini zip-up containers inside it, which is really,
this is the
really
purse and one we're talking about.
Which is really great. So it's like a big square bag, but then inside it is mini bags, like cubes that you pack, which are amazing, because then you actually get to separate out all your stuff, which is what I'm so bad at, because I've always been a terrible packer for traveling for beauty, especially for tour, because the thing is hashtag tour, which actually starts this Thursday.
That's exciting.
When this episode goes live,
will
on
you be
Tuesday,
in Angleterre?
I'll be on Angleterre, London on Thursday. God, I've got loads of stuff. I'll talk about that at the end, actually. So you can come and see me.
Come and see me.
But I've always been so bad because I get dead anxious about wanting to have perfect makeup for events.
Yeah.
And I do my own makeup. I don't have a makeup artist or anything. So I have to do it all myself. And then I just can't make choices. Like, I'm like, I'll pack. And then I'm like, but I should take that too. Or I should take that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really bad at choosing between foundations and stuff like that. So I end up with way too much. And I've always been bad at the organization because I love me a Scamp and Dude swag bag. They're amazing. But for makeup, you can't see what's inside them.
Yeah.
And they're quite big, so they aren't getting too full. So what I've actually started doing is using those for hair and tools.
Good idea.
So straighteners, brushes, that all goes in there. And then I've started using zip-up clear plastic bags, which again, you get those at Muji.
Yeah, super affordable.
Oh, this is very exciting traffic. How exciting. Sorry about that. I love the clear zip-up bags. It's what I've been using. And then I'll try and limit it. So I'll do one will have face stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then I'll do one that's lips and eyes. And then I pack my palettes separately.
Yes.
Because I always end up with too many palettes.
Well, that's why I like this Purse M1. You have like a big, large pocket that I'll put my palettes in. And then there, I tend to do it. So I'll have like, generally speaking, I'll do one with like skincare, often decanted down into Muji Minis because I love a Muji Mini. And then I tend to put like brushes in one. And one of the top tips I will say for traveling, obviously they don't have to be Chanel, but if you can get retractable brushes, they make traveling just so much easier, smaller. Again, a lot of the Chanel ones I love in particular because they have lids on them. Yes. So at least you're not going to make your lovely makeup bag really dirty.
I really love the MAC mini brushes as well now, that they'd use the regular brushes, but with a shorter handle. They don't have a lid on them, which is a bit of a downer, but they're great for packing. You've got to get the big old handle.
So I always think like, and I think as well, you almost want to get to the point where you know you have certain things that just stay in that travel bag. Like obviously, you know, you might be in a position where you can't afford, obviously, fair enough, if you can't afford.
Or if you're not travelling that often.
You might not need to.
If you're travelling regularly, it's a really
good thing. That's
what
I was going to say. If you're travelling on the reg, I definitely would set aside maybe 3 brushes out of your normal stash that just stay in your travel makeup bag. Mm-hmm. And then each time you come back home, give them a quick wash so they're ready to go back in. And
you're not me,
you know,
scrambling
what?
For brushes.
Well, do you know what else I do, Lindsay?
What else do you do, Harry?
As well as minis, because I do love me a mini, I keep sachets. I'm a bit of a sachet hoarder.
Me too.
Because they're just so good when I travel, especially if I want to try something new. Yep. So in here at the minute, I've got Glam Glow Mud Treatments. Yep. I've got my Sunday got Riley Good jeans. I've got a
big old Bobbi Brown.
I've got a Bobbi Brown eye cream.
Doing that. And you get them everywhere
so
now. Counter will just hand them out. Sephora always puts them in an order. Most online shopping places, I feel like, add sachets now.
Yeah.
So I went, because in Sephora, you can choose the ones that you get. And I always do that. If there's a mask, I always choose the mask.
Yes.
Because like with the serum or whatever, you can't really find out if it's any good. You can just see if you like the texture and the smell.
This is it.
But a mask is a mask. Or a deep conditioning treatment, I'll always do that.
Yeah.
And whenever you get the shampoo and conditioners in the little sachets, I love.
They're so
good.
That'll
do you for a weekend.
And even if you just do a pin prick into the sachet, then you squeeze it from the little pinhole.
Oh, she's dead
clever. So then you get, like, especially with eye creams and stuff, so you don't end up with a big gooey mess going over your sink.
Oh, that's clever.
Do a pin prick. And then you just squish this sachet.
You're dead clever,
the sachet,
you.
Sachet. And then it all just comes out really nice and clean.
Love it.
This is me and my element, this
I know,
is.
I can see you.
I get
the
really
joy
excited.
In your face right now is actually magical. I started decanting too, because I say one of the biggest problems I have with traveling, especially when I'm away for a long time, and on this tour I'm away 5 weeks. I hate choosing my foundations and my children, and I
hate
choosing. I can't bear it. So I bought mini 1/2 ounce plastic squeezy bottles from Friends Beauty, and I bought them online. They're available online, but you can get them on Amazon. And
stuff. You can get stuff like this
and they're just like craft bowls, basically. If you look in crafting stores, you can get them, or like maybe Staples at home and stuff. And I decanted my foundations into those. And now I can take, I take 3 or 4 different foundations in those little bottles that take about as much space as 1 1.5 bottles of regular big glass bottles. Like the Guerlain Lingerie Depot that I love, the bottle is huge and glass and heavy. I don't like traveling with glass. It's not safe. I will break it.
Yeah.
But now it's in this lovely little squeezy bottle.
And I just think that looks so cute and compact. I mean, even my kit, I end up decanting everything. And I think I genuinely enjoy decanting because I'm a nerd. But I do think that if you can get yourself, like you said, Lindsay, a couple of the little squeezy bottles, and another good tip actually is palettes. So often now, again, you don't have to spend a lot of money. I think Muji do ones that are like $5, £5, something like
Amazon
that.
Amazon have always got them dirt cheap.
Amazon have got them. Bobbi Brown even do one of my favourite super tiny ones. It's just called the Empty Face Palette, and I believe it's about £14. I'm not sure in dollars how much it equates to. And they're really quite smooth, flat wells. And there's six little wells in there. So you could get into that, your concealer, your lipstick, a cream blush, cream highlighter, perhaps a cream eyeshadow. I feel like don't be afraid as well to, you know, make a little staple palette that comes with you every time you travel, because that will save a ton of room.
That's a really good idea, because the other thing that I, none of you will believe this, but the other thing I have a hard time with is highlighters.
Yes.
And I am, I've talked about these endlessly, but I am in love with the Hourglass highlighters, but it's quite a big chunky product.
Yeah.
The Vanish Flash highlighters, they're in the same packaging as the foundation stick. And weirdly for the foundation stick, I'm like, this is really convenient. But for the highlighters, when you've got six of them, you're like, this is too much.
True.
But because they're cream, you could just chop off a little bit at the end and pack it in a palette. So maybe I'll do that.
That sounds
Now I've got a decanting job to do.
I get so excited about decanting. So I've got a question for you, Lindsay. Yeah. Top three miniatures.
Oh, man.
If you had to pick top three, like for anyone to like, or even top three that you love or...
That I love.
That go into your...
It's so bad. So number one would definitely be the Urban Decay All Nighter Spray, which is in a travel spray right now.
Yeah.
Because I've had, we've just played this last night, but I've got such
an old... She's got the diddiest one. I don't know where she got it.
It's ancient. It's the oldest bottle in the whole wide world. It's the very old packaging. And it, yeah, it's only
even
tiny.
Even smaller
it's 15
than
mils.
I've got the normal miniature.
Yeah, it's 50 mils. Like, but I've had it for literally years and I just refill it from the big bottle every time.
Genius.
But there is one on the, out right now that you can buy, which is fantastic because it's such a good one for travel, but it's a big old bottle.
Yeah.
So definitely have that. Oh, God. I'm so bad at minis.
Think of, let's have a mental image of you walking
glass,
through Sephora
hourglass
and you're in the minis.
Powder.
Yeah.
A mini hourglass powder.
We've got the bloody same ones, Cal.
I love the mini hourglass powder. Oh, and you know, actually, it would have been this.
Go on.
I've got a mini Laura Mercier powder too that I use for setting for events and stuff for tour.
Yeah.
But my head's been turned by the Hourglass Loose powder.
It's so good.
So I think
if they
I'm
make
gonna
that
take,
in a mini, I might die.
Well, that's the problem, because I've got to take that with me because it's the best.
So good, yeah.
But it's so big. And I'm like, but I've got my mini Laura Mercier. I don't know what to do.
Decanter. You can get actual loose powder mini.
Be a right ball ache.
I mean, that will be a ball ache.
Be a right old ball ache. I just suck it up and manage it. I can't do that. So what would it be? I do love a mini mascara.
Yeah.
But I'm dedicated to my Lash Paradise. So that's
you've got
not
me
gonna
so
fly.
Into that now.
What other minis do I like? I don't like minis because I'm a monster. I like giant things. So I would have my all-nighter. I would have my hourglass powder. I know what I would have. They're not really minis, but they are minis. I'm having it. It would be the Huda Beauty Obsessions palette.
I totally think you could class that as a mini.
It's sold with the minis in
it
Sephora.
It is in the minis in Sephora.
It's in the mini section, and it's small, and it's compact, but it's still got as much... product
so
in as a regular palette.
Yeah.
And they're all beautiful. They're all so beautiful.
Good.
I've got the smoky one with me now, which is super versatile. Shimmers, mattes, full-on
so
glitters, a total ultra pigmented matte black.
Yeah.
That's
good mattes
such
shimmers.
A good palette. I've got a couple of the others too. The gemstone one that's just dual tone glitters. That's definitely coming with me because that's got Tour written all over
it. That's got Tour written all over it.
They would be my three. What would be your three?
Okay, so surprise, surprise, mine would be Hourglass Dim Light, which is, I think this is the third one I've gone through
that
I've hit pan on a dim light miniature from Hourglass. Blooming love that. You even get a mirror in it, so
the last thing I hit pan on was an Hourglass blush.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We're dedicated to you, Hourglass.
We are dedicated. Like yourself, it would also be Urban Decay All Nighter. Got my mini there.
Sorry.
As I asked her, I thought this will be really interesting, this part of the feature. We'll have six completely unique things.
I'm trying to think about
but
other
my
things.
Third one, but my third one's different. So my third one would be my, not so much makeup, but this is my Way Wave Spray. I just... blooming love this. It's really, really good. It is my kind of go-to hair wave spray, and it's pretty much all I use as a styling product. So I have the 50ml.
Oh, hair always looks
which
nice.
I do. Well, maybe it's because of this, Lindsay.
Thanks, Jen Atkin.
Thanks, Jen Atkin. Can you be a bit nicer, please?
Yeah, can you just like chill out and have a sit down, Jen? Yeah. Come and have a sit down and a chat with us.
I don't want to start buying it, but we need, yeah.
She just needs to have a little, she's probably had a rough day.
Let's say, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't know if I could justify that behaviour, but I do love your wave spray.
Yeah, we love the way.
The way. Yeah. Have you got any top products that you recommend that are good multitaskers, Lindsay? Have you got any that...
For multitasking, because I'm a monster, I don't usually bother with it because I'm like, just give me more products.
Yeah.
But I talked about the Dior Backstage collection recently, didn't especially get on with it at all. But the contour palette I did keep, and I have been using... kind of for contour, but it is a little bit too warm for me. If I'm filming, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because I've got lights on, but it wouldn't be all right for like events because it would be way too warm and noticeable. But it does make a really good eyeshadow palette.
Nice.
So I will double up my contour as eyeshadow.
Good.
That's
good
a thing
plan.
That I will do.
Like that.
And I very, very, very regularly double up my highlighters as multitaskers. So like the Hourglass, this is why I'm going to take them with me. It's where they're getting priority. Because they make really pretty eyeshadows.
Yeah.
You can mix them because they've got such a lovely consistency. You can loosen it up and put it in with body cream if you want to, or just use it on your decollete or like your shins, whatever. But the Bronze Splash Hourglass highlighting stick makes a beautiful eyeshadow, like an eye cream.
So nice.
Because it sets. It does set to a powdery sort of finish. It's really pretty. And that with a bit of eyeliner is really, really, really pretty.
Well,
and
I bet if you spray your Urban Decay All Nighter on top of that as well, you're good to go. You ain't moving that.
It ain't going nowhere, is it? It ain't going nowhere. And then, like, I love the Gosh Lumi Drops. They're actually brilliant for travelling.
Yes, they are so good.
Because it's the same little squidgy bottle that I've been putting my foundations in, which is actually what inspired me to do the foundations.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same bottle, look. And they're good on lips too and eyes. So I love doing that.
Amazing.
But yeah, just... I don't really believe in necessarily using the thing that they say it's for.
Yeah.
If it works somewhere
else. It's a joy of makeup.
Yeah,
yeah. Have fun with it.
So
experiment.
Like the Glossier Lid Stars make really good highlighters. The light ones are really pretty highlighter.
Yeah.
So it's just about trying...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
To be more versatile and smart with my packing for me, so I've got more room to bring back Monster Munch.
Well, I was good. Oh, well, for me, I was like, oh, more Barrière, more bourgeois, or things I can't buy here anymore.
That too. Do you like a bit of bourgeois?
I feel like the one thing that I do always keep actually just in my travel makeup bag now is the Clarins, the Stilo for Couleur.
You love that.
I love it. Yes, it does look like a 90s pen. I haven't, but I want it.
Yeah.
But the lip liner in this is gorgeous. It's what I was wearing last night when Lindsay contempted me.
I contempted her.
You complimented.
On
my drunk makeup
you
skills.
I opposite of contempted you. And
you
I
did.
Said, I came in and Harry was sat on the settee with the most beautiful sort of chocolatey brown eye, nude lip, glowy skin. And then she was like, yeah, thanks, I'm drunk.
Yeah, I was very, we were having a lovely time.
Yeah.
So yeah, drunk makeup is fun. Yeah. The lip pencil in this for me is just my perfect shade. And the blue is a nice token colour. I could do without it, but there's a black and a brown that are gorgeously matte. And for me, that is such a great space saver. So I really, and it's good. It's really good, guys.
Yeah. Since we talked about the Urban Decay pencils last episode, I've been getting a little bit more into trying to do a bit more coloured eyeliner lately.
Good for you.
She says going hyper.
much. Good for you.
Because I've got so many Urban Decay pencils. God bless them, they send them out.
Yeah.
And I've bought so many in my lifetime, I can't even start to tell you. But I've been doing like a flash of colour on the bottom lid.
Nice.
Or just like in the... just in the little V, just in the little flash to go in with some black. It's really pretty, just to mix it up a bit.
I think I forget I have the blue in it, and I will try and experiment more with it because I'm such a browns girl, you know that.
It's not me, but then it's nice to break out of being not me sometimes. And I will say, since the Mario, the KKW times Mario collection,
I do
the
like
blue
that,
in that was so stunning.
Yeah.
And I just thought the campaign imagery for that collection just really, really, really made me fall in love with the idea of blue. Because I always think, because I've got blue eyes and pale skin, I feel like, because I think it looks really good on a dark eye, pale skin, dark hair. Because then it looks really impactful. But on me, I feel like it just wears me. I feel like it wears me.
I hear you. It's a comfort thing, isn't it? You've got to go what makes you.
Yeah, it's like red lipstick. You've got to figure it out. And that's why I'm starting with the liner, building my way up.
No,
but that's
nice.
Another travel tip for me, I think, is eyeliner pencils, Urban Decay pencils for sure, because you can use them as an all-over colour.
Definitely.
Because realistically, when was the last time you finished up a pencil? You probably do, because you're a makeup
artist. I probably do, but it's always the same kind of tones and the same ones.
The only ones I ever finish up are the Urban Decay ones.
Yeah.
Or a Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk.
I love my Charlotte Tilbury. I feel like, I wonder if anyone else has had this experience with the Charlotte Tilbury pencils, because I love me Pillow Talk and I buy that on the reg, regularly.
Mine's down to a nubbin.
But I do find that my eye pencils from Charlotte Tilbury, the Kohl's, they do seem to dry out a bit and then come loose.
Yes.
My lip pencils never do.
No,
so
my lip pencils don't, but the eyes do,
different.
Especially the Colour Chameleon eye,
the
chunky
even the
eye crayons.
One, like Bedroom Black and Audrey, what was it called?
There's an Audrey one, I think.
Bardot Brown. They're both beautiful and I love the formula, but it does seem to dry
and
out.
There's a
minky
one
that's
beautiful. I've
had it in my kit a while.
Yeah, I think it's how, I mean, it's kind of like Lash Paradise, I think, because it's a perfect texture, but you can't
straight
keep
away.
It forever.
Yeah, so maybe it's just
and
like...
And it just, the waxes dry out, because it is that beautiful, waxy, smudgy, but
and
it stays.
And it locks, it really locks into
place. Because other
Kohl's,
I find, they smudge and then they just move around, whereas hers, they smudge for a second, you can play with it, and then it dries.
That's it, so
it's like Lash Paradise, it just dries out quicker.
Yeah.
That's the curse.
That is the curse.
That's the curse. But yeah, I do love a pencil. I'll always do a pencil. The biggest mistake I always make is taking way too many lip products.
I've got better at that for that reason. That I know it's the one thing that I don't experiment with as much.
Because I'll
when I'm
bring
on
literally, because even when I'm traveling, because the thing, I'll be doing tour or events and I'll be like, oh, I'll take loads because I'll do it. But then ultimately I'll get ready and I get really anxious before events. I know it's fine, but you know, you just have like stage fright and I'll be like, oh, what if everyone like hates me? And they're like, Lindsay, why is this book absolute bollocks? So I go.
If anyone says that, I may come and flick you in the forehead. Just FYI. She worked really bloody hard on that
say
book.
That now.
I'm going to come and flick you in the middle of the forehead.
But
that's about as aggressive as I get.
Thank
a flick
you.
In the
I know,
forehead.
I won't tell you what I'll do to him. Try it. But yeah, I get nervous. And then when I'm nervous, I don't want to try with anything bold or exciting with my makeup, which is why anyone listening to this that has been to my events has been like, Lindsay, you're hardly like RuPaul's Drag Race when you're at an event. I'm like, well, I could be. You don't know.
Oh, I'd pay money to see that.
But yeah, I pretty much always end up in Dior Lip Glow and Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
Like literally 9 out of 10 events, that's what I'll end up wearing.
But is that the things that make you feel good? And maybe that's our other tip, you know, is pack the things that you know you feel good in. So if you end up getting doubles of things that you love, put one in a little makeup bag ready for traveling. Yeah. So it's there for when you need it.
And maybe take one thing that's outside your comfort zone, like if you don't wear
tip.
Red lipstick, take one on holiday, but definitely take the one thing you always wear.
Yes,
but take one and one day
one
try
to
it
play
out
with.
But that's don't great. Do what I have totally done in the past, which is just pack everything that you want to experiment with that's brand new and then end up bringing it all back completely unopened.
Well, and it's like we were talking about this idea, like the whole capsule makeup bag, you know. I think think about things that you've got multiple looks from one product, so not just obviously like the Clarins pen and multiple sticks, but take an eyeshadow palette. Perhaps if you're going to take one big palette, so for me, I would always take like the Anastasia Beverly Hills Soft Glam, because I can do loads of different looks from that. Perhaps like a Urban Decay Naked palette could be good. Something where you've got enough scope to kind of play with multiple looks, especially if you're going somewhere for like, say, 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm going to definitely take the ColourPop Fame palette,
I brought Fortune.
You've got the
warm
one.
Yes,
I want. I'm going to end up getting it. I know I am. I may as well just suck it up. But I honestly feel like between those two palettes, I could
do a lot,
throw out so many of my existing palettes. I honestly feel like I could replace so many with those two.
Yeah.
They're so good. I'm definitely going to take Fame because it's a cooler toned.
Yeah.
I think there's 16 shades in it or something. There's a lot of shades in it. It's cool toned. It lasts. The colors are lovely. There's different finishes. Definitely going to take the Huda Beauty. The thing that breaks my heart every time is the Pat McGraths, because I can't travel with them. They're the opposite subject, of this feature.
They are the opposite.
Yeah. They are
unless
vanity.
Unless you're Mariah Carey and you've got 16 Louis Vuitton cases.
Yeah, then it's
and
fine.
And someone's bringing them along for
fill
you.
Fill your boots,
on
take
like
all
a,
four.
Then take all of them.
Yeah,
then.
Take all four big ones and all three little ones. Take them all.
Yeah.
That's going to be my goal, is to massively, massively limit the palettes that I take. And that's going to be dead hard.
It is. I mean, I love a palette. I feel like that for me is where I have a bit of fun, because I'm like, oh, I've got time to play and do my eyes.
The stupid thing for me is I take 18 palettes with me and then I do the pull out the exact same shades. You could open every palette in my drawer and I've used the same shade out of every single one.
But I think most women and men would say that. I feel like most people would say that when they're playing with makeup, you've got your defaults that are not even just your comfort zone, but you're like, I know I look great in those.
Ultimately, I could just take Tom Ford Nude Dip and nothing else.
Yeah.
And I know thyself, Kelk. You could just take that quad and just use that. Yeah. I'm not going to, because where's the fun in that?
Well, that's it. And I do think there's something about when I travel on holiday. It's funny, like me and Lindsay have come away for the weekend and I've brought loads of makeup that I've not worn. But there's something even fun about packing it and being like, oh, I'm quite looking forward to the chance.
Oh, it's my favourite thing about packing.
Yeah.
So I leave in a couple of days for England. We're recording this, obviously, before I leave, because that's we're not doing space and time travel.
It's not magic.
It's not magic. But I've already packed most of my clothes, because I put everything to one side before we came away, because I knew I'd have limited time when I get back to LA. But I haven't packed my makeup yet. And literally, I've cleared tomorrow afternoon to choose my makeup. Because I want to play with it. I want to swatch it.
Have a bit Beyonce on in the background.
On. Yeah. I'm genuinely excited about it. Sit cross-legged in my little office. Go through everything.
That's
pull
fun.
It all out. And it'll just be a magical, magical time.
Yeah. That's fun in a box.
Yeah.
I feel like one other tip I've just thought actually as well that I must mention, which especially if it's like the first time you're curating your own kind of like little travel capsule bag. One tip I do have is like 2 days before you go, if you've got it all packed and sorted, try doing your makeup out of that bag before you leave.
Oh, that's a
good
one.
Just to double check you've got everything you need, because you might start doing your makeup and be like, oh God, I forgot mascara.
You know what we should do? We should do a checklist.
Maybe we could do that, like a PDF, and then add it.
Yeah, we can put it on the website or on Instagram or something. Or in the Facebook group.
Facebook group.
Come and join us on the Facebook. That's what we'll do. We'll make
a little teaser.
A checklist, and we'll put it in the Facebook group. So facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, and then click on that top link on that page. It'll take you through to the Facebook group, Beauty Banter. Join that. We're going to make you a checklist.
Nicely linked.
That's
then.
Dead exciting.
Well done.
Well, because I was just looking at my bag and I was like, oh, there's a stick concealer. That's a really good one to take, because you get a creamy consistency, high coverage concealer, and then you don't necessarily need foundation. And I was like, oh, we haven't mentioned concealer, because you would need something for your skin.
Yeah.
Are there any skincare bits that you think are especially good for travel?
I mean, this is funny where?
It's a funny where.
This is where I do tend to always make sure I've got a mask with me. I feel like when I travel, I know that my skin might play up, especially if I've been flying.
Yeah.
So I do like, I'm really into the Image Vitamin C, or I think it's called the Vital C Overnight Mask. Yeah. I'm loving that. I do sometimes decant a little bit of my Sicily Black Rose Mask.
Mainly
because they're like moisturizer looking, so I can put them on a plane and no one
would
know.
I was going to say, are you a plane masker?
I am, if it's a clear one that looks like normal moisturizer.
I have done a sheet mask on a plane. only on an overnight flight, and only when I'm being like massively fancy and someone's paying for me to fly business class.
I was going to say, I couldn't do it in economy, I'd feel a right knob.
You'd feel a right tit. I did it, but I felt like an even bigger tit in business, to be honest. Because I was like, they're like, you're not used to doing this, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm so excited. Can I have all the wine and look at my mask? And they're like, I feel like they know every woman between a certain age gets on and does a mask the first time she flies business.
It's got to be done. I mean, I do like a little plain ritual of
me too. Because I'll do a wipe. It's one of the few times I'll use a wipe, but I'll do a wipe and then I'll do an acid tone pad, like the Dr. Dennis Gross pads, to make sure there's no wipe shit left on my face and to make sure I'm fully exfoliated. And then spritz, spritz, spritz with my hyaluronic spray. Usually use the Pixi. Love that. Then I'll layer like a mother.
Layer,
So serum, oil, cream.
I always pack a good
whole
serum.
Jam.
Something that's very like emollient, been hydrating.
Love a bit
of
Vintners. Love those Estee Lauder capsules for the plane. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a Elemis oil cream serum that's gorgeous. You want a bit of weight on it, because it's gonna that's the problem with the plane, is it sucks the moisture out of your face.
Yeah,
so you need a barrier.
Yeah.
And actually, this was a tip from Nadine. Nadine getting another mention.
Hashtag not sponsored Nadine.
Hashtag not sponsored Nadine, but hashtag slightly in love. But she had talked about face masks. She did a video about face masks, and she was saying about the silicone ones are great for a plane, because obviously it actually creates a physical barrier to stop the product leaching out of your skin into the air. And that was a good tip. I'm not gonna put silicone on my face. It's a bit Michael Myers. But she's right, you should. But I'd like to do it with an oil and a cream. So I'll layer the oil and the cream because I'm like, between the two of them, nothing's getting out.
Well, and I feel like the other essential plain item I have to take with me is my Elizabeth Arden because my drier than buggery on the
plane. I'm going to take that Sailor Multi Miracle matte thing that we got that's very similar that I love that I used as a highlighter last night. It was amazing.
I'm always 8 hour cream. That is where, and again, when I travel,
I hate the smell.
You can get fragrance free, Lindsay.
I hate it.
Fragrance free.
So I'm going to take my Sailor instead.
Right, you take that. I am amazing. 8 hour all the way. And that is something that I've just thought actually that probably comes with me in every single makeup bag and every single time I travel.
I have got the 8 hour tinted lip balm stick. Yeah, and I do love that.
With those.
I use that as lips quite a lot and cheeks when I travel because it's a really lovely, if you get the red one, it's very sheer and it's so pretty on lips, but it gives you a really pretty sheer flush on the old cheeks.
Well, and something like 8 hour cream or some kind of balmy product, again, you can make it a little eye gloss with mascara. Yeah. You can do a bit of touching up on
that's
the
what
cheekbone.
I did with the highlight last night with the Sailor. That was really pretty. I liked it a lot. And I know this is me banging on every time, but I love my Tonal every time I leave the house. The Skinesque washing powder.
Yes.
Is amazing for travel. Because I can clarify
it's on the sink with us right
now.
I don't go anywhere without it.
I love it so much. I genuinely think it's transformed my skin. It's I've been using it consistently now for a good 4 or 5 months. And I am on spironolactone for my skin right now because my acne was bad and I didn't want to take antibiotics anymore. So I'm trying spironolactone and that has been amazing.
Yeah.
We'll maybe do an episode with the derm. We'll get someone to explain that to you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it's so good and it's not wildly known or available outside of the States, I think. But I've only been on that for a couple of months and the Skinesque I've been using since February, so 4 or 5 months, and it's been amazing. I think it's because spironolactone obviously is stopping my acne, but it's not changing the texture or like enhancing that. And I think the one thing that I've been consistent with has been the Skinesque washing powder.
Yeah,
and it's like Korean technology, enzymatic, chemical exfoliant, but very, very, very mild.
Yeah,
and you just make a paste out of the powder. It's incredible. I mentioned it the first time I mentioned it. Everyone messaged and was like, "Ooh, if I can't get that, what else is good?"
Yeah.
And a bunch of people mentioned that Tasha has one, and Amore Pacific.
I've seen
so
the
those
Tasha one,
sort of Asian-inspired lines often have an enzymatic powder to wash with. I love the Skinesque because it's very affordable.
Yeah,
and I like the packaging.
And that, it's going to say it's very small to pack, nice and petite,
and it's fantastic.
Which is good. I've got my eyes on the Space NK have just launched a new makeup bag.
You've been banging on about this.
Well, Lindsay's got to list me for when she's on the tour to bring back to me. So
I'm on tour, though.
So suitcase calc. I really, really want to get my hands on. So I've seen a couple of YouTubers mentioning it. Space NK have done like a little airport plane friendly bag.
I saw Ree talking about it.
It's not quite exactly the same as an Anya Hin March one, but it's definitely a nod to Anya Hin March one that was about £400. I was like, I love the whole takeoff landing thing.
I saw, do you know what? I'm going to upset that. You now. I saw that once on the Outnet.
And I was, what was like,
it was still
a
multiple
lot of money.
Hundreds, but I was like, I want it though.
I really want it.
But I didn't buy it.
But I want, apparently the Space NK one is like £25 or something. And, and weirdly, I don't think it's available yet on Space NK US. If that changes, we'll let you know.
She's just saying that so that I'll go and buy it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, once I get in there, I'll end up buying more stuff.
Well, I'm just like, I like the idea of having a plane bag ready now because I've got all my other makeup bags ready, but I don't yet have a plane bag ready to go.
It's because we're not jet set enough. Dear universe, please send us on a trip somewhere where we would need to have a plane bag ready
together. We would like that a lot.
We would like that. We'll take the pod fam. And we'll take Breaking Beauty and Emma Guns and Bat Mascara and Outspoken Beauty. We've got so many pod sisters now.
The pod fam is growing.
It is growing. It's lovely.
I still want Jonathan Van Ness in our pod fam though.
Yeah. Yas queen.
Yas.
I do still want Manny on, even though, I mean, I did get his palette.
You did.
Someone asked me to review his palette on the Facebook group and we haven't done it yet.
We haven't. What's the verdict?
It's not good. So firstly, as soon as I got it, I knew it was too big for tour. So I was upset about that. It's perfectly fine.
Right.
And I think if you are...
No makeup gasms, though.
No makeup gasms. So there's six neutral mattes, 2 foils, and then 6 bright, colourful shades, as in like paint box colours.
Yeah.
So it's very, very versatile.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant baby's first makeup kit.
Yeah.
But maybe not baby's, not because like the paint box colours are like, there's literally a yellow, teal, hot pink. And I'm not a massive matte fan.
Right.
I don't use mattes enough to get wear out of those 6.
Yeah.
And there aren't any shimmers. The foils are foils.
Foil, yeah.
So I think it is very much him.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
On brand.
And on brand for him. The quality of it, for the most part, is really good.
Yeah.
A couple of the bright colours are a bit powdery and sheer, and you need something to stick the foils down, but that's standard.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice big mirror in it. It didn't knock my socks off.
Okay.
But I think that's more to do with my choices rather than the quality of the palette.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to check out what he does next. Because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Which was very on brand for him. And I know he's a bit contentious and I've been like, I love Manny, I want him on. Because I do love Manny, I want him on. I'm new to Manny, so I wasn't as aware of some of the contentious issues.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. We're all good friends.
No one's perfect.
No one's perfect. Well,
Jonathan Van Ness is.
Jonathan Van Ness is. And Anthony.
Yes.
And Tan. Donny Massive.
Oh.
Tan's from Doncaster. I know I tell you that every time.
I know. He's very lovely.
Me and Tan are from
I say
Donny.
It like I know him.
I just feel like me and Tan could get together, talk about our nights out at Visage.
That thunder,
that's Tan.
That's thunder.
There's thunder above us, and that is the
that's
gods
a sign
of Queer Eye saying.
Are going to send us first.
Yeah. It's time to go on a retreat with the Queer Eye boys to talk about Urban Decay eyeliners. It's actually time for something else.
It's time for something else. That is a sign.
Highlight of the week. That was exciting. I like that one. That was
nice. Thunder in the background.
I'm going to go first because we've got to get this done. I'll chat on otherwise. My highlight of the week. Guys, I finished a foundation.
That's very exciting.
I kept pumping it and nothing else would come out. It was like, I didn't know what was happening because it's so long since it happened. But I finished my Guerlain Lingerie Depot.
Yay.
And I just like saying that. It makes me feel fancy.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really love it. I bought it when it came out. I think I saw Ruth recommend it on a Model Recommends or talk
Rock-a-mons.
About it. Rock-a-mons.
Actually, Rock-a-mons.
Model Rock-a-mons. I think it was Ruth. And I just thought it looked incredible. And so I went to the counter and actually got a sample. They gave me a little pot to try for a week.
That's nice.
And it was gorgeous. It's just really, really, really pretty, wearable, satiny, medium to full. You can build it up without it looking cakey. And it's just a reliable go-to. I think if for whatever reason, if you're a weirdo monster and you don't get on with Luminous Silk, it's a really good alternative to that. Obviously, it's Guerlain. It was about $68 in the States. Yeah. It ain't cheap.
But it is one of those foundations that actually I need to go back to more because it is blooming beautiful.
Well, you forget about it.
It doesn't get enough love. It's a really great foundation, actually.
And I think I forget about Guerlain in general.
I always go to think of it as my go-to for bronzers and things like that. But I know what you mean. I think they need more love. Yeah. They're a great brand.
And that foundation is fantastic. It's such a win across the board.
Yeah.
It would work for any skin type, I think.
Ticks a lot of boxes.
And it just is so pretty on the skin. In photos, in real life, it's just pretty.
Yeah.
So my highlight is Guerlain Lingerie Depot.
Yeah.
What about you?
My highlight of the week is the NARS Multiple Stick. So I've gone backwards and forwards from many different ones of these. I do particularly love the sadly discontinued NARS Charlotte Gainsbourg one, which was called Alice. That was most beautiful, like translucent red tone with a tan. That is gorgeous. But I also love Rivier Area, which I believe they still do. I think Orgasm is great. Yep. Like I feel like there's so many good shades. And I do think, especially on the kind of topic of travel, a good multi-stick is almost like an essential. It's just great to have one thing that you can swipe on for blush. You can even use it for eyes, use it for lips. Yeah. A bit of mascara and you're done.
And it's so hard to do well.
It is. And I think the NARS, on the last episode, I was talking about the multiples. And I was saying that the Chanel one is really great if you have more oily skin. I feel NARS is very good as like a good in-between in terms of a good all-rounder. It's creamy, but it's not too creamy. It kind of sets to a point. So I find that a really, really good go-to. And just across the board, I love that formula. I like the size as well. Yeah. I feel like the kind of, you can literally applicate it like a glue
you can
stick.
Applicate it.
Look at me making up words. Who's this?
Because the rain is coming. I can
We're
smell
speeding
it.
Up.
We're speeding up. I'm moving on to our joint highlight, which is the Glossier Lid Stars.
Which we couldn't remember if we've done as a joint
we
highlight.
Couldn't remember
but
if
we've
done
definitely
it or not.
Talked about them, but both of us have got
and
a ton
have,
of them with us.
It deserves a second shot because, that was the fun thing. When we opened our makeup bags on our weekend away, we both had
the Glossier
them
Lid
with
Star,
us.
Yeah.
I've got, and we've got different shades too, which is hilarious.
We make up the set.
We did. I think they're just very, very, very good and awesome for summer and for travel because they're very sheer.
Yeah.
They set as, you've got a couple of seconds to play around with it. Not even seconds, like a few seconds to play around, get it where you want it, and then they set. You can build it up, you can mix
you can
them
layer
together.
Them. Yep.
You can add powder on top.
They make great eye
so
bases
good.
As well. Like they really
be.
Sort of lock in place.
I do like a cloud paint, but I don't like the packaging because I lose the lid and then it annoys me.
Okay.
And you get too much out when you squeeze it.
Got you.
They might be my favourite Glossier product for that.
Because
I think the packaging is great. I think they're pretty and they work.
Yeah.
It's raining.
No, I love them. I know it is raining. So I think on that note, we're going to do the speediest outro you've ever heard.
On that note, we're going to get wet and our machine's going to get blown up and then there'll be no more full coverage ever.
Oh, so thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank
you guys. You've been awesome.
You've been amazing.
We're loving all your comments. If you want to give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful.
We'd love
a little review.
Stars, even though we recorded this episode outside in the rain, like the monsters that we are. Come and find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Email us at hello@fullcoveragepodcast. We'd love to hear from you. In the interest of health and safety,
we have
I'm
to go.
I'm calling it. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.